Good morning, my name is Stephen Schaub. I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Pollard, Vermont. This audio blog is on test targets. I've been giving a lot of thought recently to the value of test targets. Now, we as photographers have used test targets literally, you know, probably from the inception of photography. You know, we do test targets to determine if we've processed our film correctly. We do test targets in a lot of cases to look at the densities in the dark room from our negatives. We do test targets digitally to be able to see if our profiles are good. We do test targets and photograph them to see how sharp our lenses are and how good our developer and film combination. Photography has always had test targets as sort of part of, you know, our medium, sort of part of our the technical side of our art. And I've been thinking about this, though, because we're sort of entering the silly season right now. And that's the season where the photo conventions and the shows and everything start. And one component to all of these conventions usually is some sort of printer sort of, you know, competition to see, you know, which company has the best inkjet paper, which company has the best printer, you know, and they break it up into all sorts of categories, you know, best printing on, you know, alternative media, best printing on a printer that's 54 inches wide, best printing on a printer that's, you know, 24 inches wide. So there's all these different categories that have sort of developed around sort of this idea of this, you know, quote unquote competition. Well, I should mention for the purposes of full disclosure that for many years, I was very, very, very much part of this competition. As a matter of fact, some years back, I produced the paper profile and the print that won the DEMA award at one of the PMA shows. So, you know, I've been involved every single year. I still seem to, for some reason, receive the CD that has the new quote-unquote test target that you have to print out if you want to enter these contests. And it got me thinking. And what really got me thinking was the fact that I just bought a new printer for our studio. I just bought an Epson 9900 series printer. And I've been making a million profiles last week. And in the process of making these profiles, there comes a point where I want to evaluate just how good my profile is. Now, this is the same process that I would go through if I was, you know, making a target or an ICC for a competition. After making the profile based upon the research that I've done and how I feel dots should be printed for a particular type of paper on a particular type of printer, I'll look at the profile in a software called Chromix, and I'll look at just how good the neutrality is. I'll look at how smooth the tonal transition is. What is the shape of the gamut? You know, how low can it render detail? You know, how do the dot gain curves look? So there's all sorts of little technical stuff that I look at. And then I've got a handful of profiles, or excuse me, I have a handful of test targets that I've produced in-house that are really hard, if not impossible, to print. I wanted to have a test target that was really challenging. And if you could really hit it, you really got a great profile. But one thing that I have found over the years is that just because you've got an ICC profile that can hit a difficult test target doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good ICC profile or that it's better than one that can just barely miss, you know, the, hitting the target 100%. And at the end of the day, the most important thing that matters is the print. And this got me thinking again and again and again about, you know, this whole idea of competitions and test targets. And I took a look at the last couple of years worth of test targets that I've received. And for the most part, they're sort of fluffy. I mean, they're not real difficult targets to hit. You know, no one's producing targets that are impossible to hit or ones that are extremely challenging. Because at the end of the day, a lot of the corporations who are involved in this process are underwriting these competitions, and they don't, you know, they want their printers and they want their papers to look the best that they can possibly look. But there's a variable in these competitions that no one's really thinking about. And I think it's the most important variable. And it's the reason why, after a lot of reflection, I've decided that these competitions don't have a tremendous amount of value. Now, once again, I must mention, I've been involved in this for a long time. So, you know, full disclosure here. The variable is the person making the ICC profile. You know, if I make an ICC profile for, let's just say, Crane Silver Rag on an Epson 9900, and you make a profile for Crane Silver Rag on an Epson 9900, we're both using the same printer, We're both using the same paper, but the variable is the person making the profile and the software that makes that profile. And that cannot be underestimated how important that is. Yet it's something that really isn't taken too much into account in these competitions. They do have an area where they mention the company whose profile, you know, made the target and stuff and who made the print. But, you know, most people don't sort of wrap their mind around that. Most people go, look, that's this printer and that's that paper and look how successful it is. But there's an awful lot that goes into the numbers in the creation of that profile. There's, in some cases, there's a lot of sort of secret sauce information. And so at the end of the day, while, you know, Photo Expo is coming up here in New York, and I'm sure I'll walk around and, you know, look at sample targets from whatever competition they decide to have, you know, once again, I think when you look at those images, you have to take them with a real grain of salt, because, you know, they're not really giving you all of the information that, you know, you really need to decide if a particular paper or a particular printer is really good. What would be a better competition, or what would be a better sort of evaluation method, would be if there was an organization that would take every printer and run them through the same software and make all the prints themselves and evaluate it that way. You know, one of the other, you know, because that way at least everything is consistent. You're cutting out the variability of, you know, somebody who really knows how to make an ICC profile compared to somebody who doesn't, or somebody who's using a really good profiling software and somebody who's using something that's mediocre. The other problem, of course, is how people evaluate these targets. And the fact of the matter is, in the last couple of years, if you want to win one of these awards, the formula really has been quite simple. Make a neutral profile on a glossy surface paper. That really has been the way to win. And, you know, everybody knows it, so that's sort of been the direction that everybody's been going in. Yet I think that, you know, it would be better if there were competitions that were more reflective of sort of the broader range of papers that were available and styles of people that are looking to print. So what I always find interesting at these shows is looking at the sample prints that the particular companies like to put on the wall, whether it's Epson, Canon, HP, or, you know, a profiling software company. I like to look at the prints that they put on the wall that are done of actual photographers' work that aren't test targets, you know, and that's really sort of, I think, where you really see just how good a particular paper, printer, ICC profile combination really is. And, you know, if you start looking at images like that, you start seeing, well, how smooth are the dots? How good is the tonal transition? That's really the test. You know, sort of like how I always say here on this website, you know, photographers make prints. Now, I'm not saying that test targets don't have value. I'm not saying that, you know, doing a test and evaluating your developing process and maybe the way you make your scanner profiles and your profiles, I'm not saying that that is not stuff that you shouldn't be doing. But what I am saying is that after you've done that, you know, take all that information and then make an actual print and evaluate it from the actual print. Because at the end of the day, that's what really matters. Thank you very much for listening. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Have a great day.